We start off with, well, a continuation of not just last time we were together, but an ongoing story in New Jersey regarding nursing homes, veteran centers, and the coronavirus. Told you last time about an effort by The Record, NorthJersey.com, to get a hold of email communications regarding, of all things, the prohibiting of the wearing of face masks at New Jersey veteran homes. Well, the request of The Record, NorthJersey.com, continued. They made a request, a public records request, for a communication that was within the Murphy administration over a lack of mask wearing at the veteran homes in the beginning days of the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. State did release a handful of new emails. That's good news. Bad news is they are so heavily redacted, it's impossible to even make an assumption about what their content is. These emails include communications between Jared Dougherty, who's an attorney for the New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and officials in Governor Murphy's office, again, regarding face masks. Just to catch you up, the emails that came out earlier last year under the previous public records requests showed that back at the end of March, Dougherty told Elizabeth Schiff Heedles, who was the CEO of the Menlo Park Veterans Home at the time, he would draft an order barring a longtime nurse from wearing masks or handing them out to her staff. Next day, Dougherty said he received guidance from the governor's office of employee relations about how to discipline nurses caught taking and using masks without permission. Now for this latest batch of emails, all three previous requests were denied as being overbroad, quote unquote, even though each new request asked for more specific documents than the one before it. Now the states released these new emails in response to the requests. But again, they're so redacted, right down to even the subject line, that they're really worthless. State officials blacked out nearly everything other than, well, best I can see them. I've seen them, had them as a matter of fact, copies of them. The greetings, the email addresses, and, well, I guess you could call it a description of the Menlo Park Memorial Veterans Home. That's where at least 63 residents and nurses aide died from the coronavirus. There is a reason for all this, at least according to the New Jersey Attorney General, who said officials redacted the information because it was advisory, consultative, or interagency advisory, consultative, or deliberative material, and exempt from disclosure by the deliberative process privilege. So what part of open public records isn't clear with the Murphy administration? Yeah, apparently all of it. C.J. Griffin, who's an attorney who focuses on public records access, said that these redacted emails are clearly conversations based upon who they were between, which is about all we can figure out, leading up to the emails that were featured in the last pile of emails that the Record, NorthJersey.com, gained access to. Now, if we knew their content, they would shed a lot more detail on what was going on in the veterans' homes and who was indicating that punishment be imposed for wearing a mask. Griffin says the public has a right to know who called the shots and who should be accountable for all this, saying it's hard to understand why these emails were redacted, but the ones in the news story were not. It seems the involvement of the Attorney General's office has led to a clampdown on information, something that's disappointing given how much this administration touts its commitment to transparency. Piecing together something out of all this, we can figure out that the seven state officials who either sent or received the emails include, as I mentioned, Dougherty, Schiff Heedles, Susan Sweeney, an administrator at the Veterans Affairs Department, Christina Chubenko, who is the director of the Governor's Office of Employee Relations, Annette Smith, an employee relations manager of Veterans Affairs, Timothy Ballard, who is administrator at a Veterans Home in Vineland, and Yvonne Catley, deputy director of the Employee Relations Office. That's pretty much it. Backtracking again to the emails that we had some content on, after a March 26th email conversation, Dougherty advised Schiff Heedles to start disciplining nurses in progressively harsh ways. I think I mentioned this last time we talked about this. The First offense would trigger a verbal warning, second, a written warning, third, an official reprimand, and a fourth would get you suspended. Again, this is for using face masks around patients at a veteran's home. Yeah. Murphy's spokesperson recently said in a statement, the home's inventory of PPE, personal protection equipment, like the mask, was, quote, strained in March and painstaking steps were taken to ensure its proper usage. So apparently the safety and the health of the staff and patients wasn't proper usage. Widespread mask wearing wasn't allowed until after the first confirmed coronavirus cases. Then as we came to watch, sadly, that was way too late. The virus ripped through the veterans' homes in Menlo Park, Paramus, killing 81. Scores more in Menlo Park. I want to go back to what the Attorney General said about the, because this might be the key hook here. He said officials redacted information because it was advisory, consultative, or intra-agency advisory, consultative or deliberative material, and exempt from disclosure by the deliberative process privilege. So facts and truth fall under that protective umbrella, along with the public's rights, and along with the families of the people who died, their rights to know about how the Murphy administration and the officials at the veteran centers caused the deaths of residents, which was at the highest rate in the nation in those facilities. I know the governor is a huge proponent of hand washing during this pandemic. Keep washing your hands all you want, governor. You can't wash this one off.